This is Brian Teal again from Grace Christian Church in Leroy, Minnesota. Great authors are great partly because they have the creative ability to come up with some compelling and memorable lines. But all the rest of us, especially people like us preachers, myself most notably, who have to produce a regular stream of new messages and sermons and radio talks, newsletter articles, we mostly have to borrow our great ideas from others. Once in a while, something happens, but not too often. Well, that's what I'm doing this week when discussion of humor. I want to turn today to something about Paul in Philippians. In the second verse of the fourth chapter and then again in the 18th, Paul thanks the Philippians for the gifts that they sent him, and he calls them a sweet-smelling or fragrant offering. Well, does that seem to be humorous? Well, there's a bit of humor in it, but there's more if we understand some of the words behind it, because there was a woman in the church whose name was Euodia, who's mentioned, and the name Euodia is literally the word for fragrant. And so some think this was a clever way that Paul had to thank a woman who was responsible in some way for the gifts that had been sent to Paul. Well, and then there's another pun that we see in Paul, and that's in the book of Philemon. Of course, you remember that Paul was imprisoned in Rome, and this escaped slave, who, if he had been found, could have been killed or executed, or certainly would have been sent back to his master, nevertheless comes to Paul while he's in prison and becomes very useful to Paul. And that, of course, is what the slave's name, Onesimus, meant, useful. However, to the men who owned him or had at least the rights to him, Philemon, he'd become not useful to him. So when Paul then writes to Philemon, telling him to accept Onesimus as being useful, that he's making a play on the name useful. So Paul indicating to Philemon that Onesimus was being useful also to Philemon because he was useful to Paul, who was serving the same cause as Philemon, that is, the cause of Christ. So there maybe is maybe that's not a slap your thigh kind of humor, but there's that element of using the language to make a point and make a lighthearted kind of point. Heavenly Father, as we thank you for every day that comes along, when we see, like now, even in the snow drifts and so forth, we see the beauty of your wind sculpture, making shapes that are curved and beautiful and unpredictable. We see the birds with their feathers fluffed up and keeping warm and flitting about, eating the seeds and finding the ways to make a life. So we thank you, Father, that we have all these things about us that are beautiful and joyful. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.